4 years ago, the U.S. government brought suit against Josias Kumpf, aiming to strip him of the citizenship he earned in 1964. The government said Kumpf was an SS prison camp guard who, during one mass slaying of Jewish prisoners, was assigned to watch for victims who were still alive and was told to shoot to kill. In 2005, Milwaukee federal judge Lynn Edelman revoked Kumpf's citizenship. Last year, a Chicago-based immigration judge ordered Kumpf deported to Germany, Austria, or Serbia. Kumpf appealed that decision, but now the Federal Board of Immigration Appeals has rejected Kumpf's request to stay in the U.S. Acting Assistant Attorney General Matthew Friedrich says Kumpf's culpability in the labor camp atrocity does not diminish with the passage of time. The Justice Department's Office of Special Investigations says Kumpf will not be allowed to continue enjoying the privilege of residing in the U.S., a nation where so many Holocaust survivors found refuge. Josias Kumpf is now 83 and reportedly suffers from health problems. He has said he never hurt anyone as an SS guard. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.